Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, discussing the Chateau Bonentente Hotel just outside Quebec City, resort atmosphere within the heart of the city, and different styles of accommodations to meet every traveler's needs. Pascal Banville is with the Chateau Bonentente.
Hello, yes. At the Chateau Bonentente, we are located just 15 minutes of all Quebec, but we have a lot of accommodation for a lot of travel, business travel and family travel. The first one, the business class, we have a lot of business men and women and a lot of congress at the Chateau Bonentente. So we offer a business class with stereo CD, a table to work with modem jack and a place to work and a cocooning section for a romantic weekend at the Chateau Bonentente, a section with a California king size bed with a therapeutic bath with essential oils. So it's very beautiful. I like the section and a family section for I think for kids it's important to have this section, and we have a fun club too for kids. So it's very fantastic for those trials.
Check out all the room types on their website at www.chateaubonentente.com or give them a call at 1-800-463-4390. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. The Algarve is a famous resort area for tourists in Portugal, not just known for golf in the month of March. Ella Sobel, back from exploring this region, what attracts so many people to go there?
It's just absolutely beautiful. I mean, that would sum it up very well. The name Algarve actually comes from an Arab word. When the Algarve was under Arab influence, it was called Algarb, and that means the country of the West. Some of my favorite things have to be the beaches. I mean, they're just wonderful. You can spend a nice day lazing around. You can go for a boat ride. I went to visit some of the caves off of Lagos. The views are breathtaking. Probably popped off one or two rolls of film just on that short boat ride. I also went on a dolphin safari, which is about an hour long. We were fortunate enough to have seen about 30 dolphins, and that's just a beautiful, beautiful sight. I mean, I think that'll be forever engraved in my memory. Then, of course, you just go back to the beach, lounge around. There's plenty of restaurants that you can sample. You can go on a jeep safari. You can go visit the Lule Market, which is also quite interesting. It's a gypsy market. And there's all kinds of other excursions that you can go on. If all you got to do is go check it out, make your plan, and you're guaranteed good weather.
A combination of beach, golf, shopping, seafood dining, a great location, Algarve in Portugal, on the internet. Check out the website, www.polotour.com. That's polotur.com. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.